it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Oringer on Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
Always a great pleasure catching up with this man, Wade Oringer, with the Motorsport Report. Very good morning to you, Wade-O. How are you?
I am fantastic, Matt. Now that all that wintry, horrible, crazy weather has gone, it's good to be back to normal.
And it's good to be able to travel to the Northern Territory, Alice Springs, for the Fink Desert Race this weekend, Wade-O.
Yeah, the Tats Fink Desert Race is back, and one of the absolute superstars of World Safari Racing, Toby Price, actually got back on his bike for the first time since that horrific Dakar crash back in January. He's there to race the truck, but yesterday he got on the bike, and he called it a soft pre-run. My God, you want to see the footage of the guy, absolutely on the hammer. Exciting news for him too, he signed for another 2 years with KTM, the dirt bike and safari and desert racing giant. He's back in the game big time, and it's wonderful to have him. And of course, the cool part is with Victoria's border finally opening back up to Northern Territory, guys like Nick Waters and Jason Stewart and several other guys have hightailed it out to make it to the event in time. And Matt, the interesting part is it marks 10 years this weekend since our local superstar Lee Adams was paralysed in a crash at practice. Hard to believe, mate, it's been 10 years.
And what can you tell us about the world premiere of Driven to Drive?
Yeah, this is really exciting, Matt. Obviously, with the logistics of COVID and stuff messing us around, we had originally planned to have it here in Mildura, but very grateful to the Kumeyala Memorial Sporting Club. Next Sunday, that is June 20, they will be screening the world premiere of the documentary that I've been working on with Lee and his family and the Hickmans since basically September last year. Basically, from 10 a.m. this morning, tickets will go on sale. There'll be a limited sale of those tickets to come along and watch with Lee and his family and also the Hickmans. I'm really excited to finally premiere. You guys will be the first ones ever to see it, this amazing and very emotional drama that we put together on Lee's life and then finally getting to drive a sprint car and realising a bucket list.
And tickets at the Kumeyala Club, I assume, are they?
Yeah, that's correct, mate. They'll be handling the tickets for us, and you can basically purchase a meal after the movie if you'd like. It'll be held in the auditorium. I'm going out there this morning to crank up the movie there to check it all works, and I'm really excited, mate.
Good stuff, mate. Remy Gardner has won again, this time at Catalunya.
Yeah, I like saying Catalunya.
Catalunya.
Catalunya. He's going very well, Remy. Second consecutive win for him aboard the factory KTM Agile, and the second consecutive 1-2 for the team. It's an exciting build-up for him. He goes to the full-time MotoGP World Stage next year, and the son of the legendary Wayne Gardner, the Wollongong Whiz, is really looking good for a massive career ahead. It's exciting, and I love watching the pride that Wayne has on his Instagram page in particular. Massive weekend. Of course, the Penrite Hatter Desert Race is only 4 weeks away.
Bring
or less
it on.
Than that now, Matt. So lots of cool stuff going on, brother.
Good on you, mate. Thank you so much. Wade Oringer with the Motorsport Report up the mighty West Coast is this weekend against Richmond. It's going to be a ripper game. Thank you, Wade-O. We will catch you again next week at Triple M.